I'm Steve Ember.
And I'm Gwen Uten with People in America in VOA Special English. Today, we tell about a woman who became famous for her activities in government, the media, and the arts. She was a member of Congress and an ambassador. She was a news reporter and magazine editor, and she wrote plays. Her name was Claire Booth Luce.
Claire Booth Luce was one of the most influential women in modern American history. Yet she came from simple roots. She was born in New York City in 1903. Claire's father was a musician and businessman. Her mother had been a dancer. While Claire was a girl, her parents ended their marriage. She and her brother stayed with their mother. Their mother did not have a lot of money. Yet she was able to send Claire to very good schools. Her mother then married a doctor from Connecticut. Claire's stepfather, Albert Austin, later served in the United States House of Representatives.
As a young woman, Claire Booth was known for her intelligence and good looks. She met her first husband through a family friend. George Tuttle Brokaw was a wealthy man. He also was more than 20 years older than Claire. They were married in 1923 and had one child, a daughter. However, her husband had a problem with alcoholic drinks. Their marriage ended after only 6 years. Claire developed a serious interest in writing. In 1930, a friend, the magazine publisher Condé Nast, offered her a job. She wrote comments for pictures published in Vogue, a magazine for women about clothes and fashion. A short time later, she accepted a job at another magazine, Vanity Fair. She wrote reports about social events and famous people in New York. Later, these reports were published in a book.
Claire Booth became a top editor at Vanity Fair. She worked there until 1934. By then, she was also writing plays. One play was called Abide With Me. It was about a man who mistreats his wife. Abide With Me opened in a theater on Broadway in New York City in 1935. Critics hated it. 2 days after the show opened, Claire Booth married Henry Robinson Luce. He was a famous and important magazine publisher. He published Time and Fortune magazines. She had first met Henry Luce at a party in New York. At the time, he was married and had 2 children. He and Claire were married a short time after a court order canceled his first marriage. They would stay together for more than 30 years.
Claire Booth Luce returned to writing plays. Her second play, The Women, made fun of rich women. It opened on Broadway in 1936. The show was very popular. It was later made into a movie. Another play, Kiss the Boys Goodbye, also was a success. So was her next play, Margin for Error. All 3 plays were noted for their use of sharp language and making fun of human failings. Claire Booth Luce was known for expressing her opinions. Her most famous saying was, "No good deed goes unpunished." She often spoke about the problems of women trying to succeed in a world mainly controlled by men. She said, "Because I am a woman, I must make unusual efforts to succeed. If I fail, no one will say, 'She doesn't have what it takes.' They will say, 'Women don't have what it takes.'" She made these comments in a speech to the National Press Club in Washington, D.C.
"We women are supposed to be a minority. I've never understood that myself, since we outnumber the men in actual numbers and we live 5 years longer. So I've never felt like a minority, because, and as you know, minorities are never supposed to say anything unkind about one another."
In 1940, Claire Booth Luce traveled to Europe as a reporter for Life magazine, which was published by her husband. She visited a number of countries and wrote reports about how people were dealing with World War II. She wrote a book about this called Europe in Spring. In the book, she noted that people were living in a world where men have decided to die together because they are unable to find a way to live together. She also reported from Africa, China, India, and Burma for Life magazine. In 1942, her stepfather, Albert Austin, died. Mrs. Luce agreed to be the Republican Party candidate for his seat in the House of Representatives from Connecticut. She was elected and entered Congress in January 1943. Mrs. Luce was a political conservative. She spoke against the administration of President Franklin D. Roosevelt. She criticized the Roosevelt administration's foreign policy. She said it failed to supervise the war effort.
A tragic event affected Claire Booth Luce in 1944. Her 19-year-old daughter, Anne, was killed in an automobile accident. Mrs. Luce experienced severe emotional problems. She sought help from a number of people, including a Roman Catholic clergyman, the Reverend Fulton J. Sheen. At the time, he was becoming known for his radio broadcasts. Mrs. Luce demanded to know why God had taken her daughter. Reverend Sheen said that the young woman had died so that her mother could learn about the meaning of life. Mrs. Luce recovered and returned to Congress. She remained popular among the voters of Connecticut and was reelected to a second term in office. However, she did not seek re-election in 1946. Mrs. Luce said she wanted to spend more time with her husband. She also became a member of the Roman Catholic Church. Mrs. Luce returned to writing. She also edited a book about people considered holy by the Roman Catholic Church.
Claire Booth Luce criticized the spread of communism after World War II. In 1952, she supported the Republican Party's candidate for president, former General Dwight Eisenhower. He won the election and appointed Mrs. Luce as ambassador to Italy. She became one of the first American women to serve in a major diplomatic position. Mrs. Luce served as the ambassador until 1956. She left Rome after becoming sick with arsenic poisoning caused by paint particles in her bedroom.
3 years later, President Eisenhower nominated Mrs. Luce as ambassador to Brazil. Most members of the United States Senate supported her nomination. However, some senators were opposed. Among them was Wayne Morse, a Democrat from Oregon. The Senate approved Mrs. Luce as the new ambassador. After the debate, she said that Senator Morse's actions were the result of him being kicked in the head by a horse. Many Democrats criticized her comment. A few days later, she resigned as ambassador. Mrs. Luce remained active in politics. In 1964, she supported Senator Barry Goldwater as the Republican Party's candidate for president. She also announced plans to be the Conservative Party candidate for the Senate from New York. However, Republican leaders disapproved, and she withdrew from the race.
Clare Boothe Luce retired from public life. She and her husband moved to Phoenix, Arizona. Henry Luce died there in 1967. He was 68 years old. Mrs. Luce moved to Honolulu, Hawaii. She lived there until the early 1980s. During that period, she served as an advisor to three presidents. She was a member of the president's Foreign Intelligence Advisory Board. Then Mrs. Luce moved to Washington, D.C. In 1983, President Ronald Reagan awarded her the Presidential Medal of Freedom. That is the highest honor a president can give to an American citizen. Clare Boothe Luce had a long battle with cancer. She died at her home in 1987. She was 84 years old. She was buried near the remains of her husband in the state of South Carolina. Experts said Clare Boothe Luce had enough important jobs in government, the media, and the arts to satisfy several women. She was often on the list of the 10 most important and admired women in the world.
This program was written by George Grow. Lawan Davis was our producer. Our recording engineer was John Ellison. I'm Gwen Uten.
And I'm Steve Ember. Listen again next week for People in America in VOA Special English.